We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
This is not a moment of division. It's a moment of unification.
I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness.
There has been a deep clean of the building.
A whole segment of the American population has been radicalized.
The call for unity from Joe is like a child calling for glue after smashing a lamp.
Oh, all of those
yes,
so good.
Greg Gutfeld, thank you for that. That was outstanding. And glad to have you back with us on this Thursday morning, post-inauguration day. We've kind of been batting it around this morning. What did you think? What did you think about what Joe Biden had to say yesterday? I don't know if you heard Chris Wallace stuck away in there. He blew anybody away on Fox who thought there was still maybe a chance that Chris comes back around, right? Called it he's heard every inaugural speech since 1961. This was the best one he'd ever heard. Honestly, Chris. And we're going to get Chris on here later this morning. And I'm anxious to find out exactly why he thinks that, because I listened to the speech in its entirety, and I didn't hear that. I heard a lot of nebulous, I'm your guy, we need to come together, kumbaya stuff, but I didn't hear any specifics on how that's going to happen. And this is a guy that's had his deplorable moments as well. I didn't hear the apologies or the kind of basis that we would need to move forward there. The why don't we all just get along thing doesn't really work. Just like Greg Gutfeld said, after you've completely thrown a temper tantrum and smashed the lamp, asking for a little bit of super glue to put it back together is simply not going to get the job done. I don't think most parents would think so. Anyway, So that's kind of where we are. I'm also interested to know if you heard Roy Blunt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we have two very different United States senators in the state right now.
Yes.
They almost couldn't be more different. If one of them's name was Claire McCaskill, I mean, honestly, of course he was on the inaugural committee, although he let Amy Klobuchar do almost all the speaking yesterday. And in case you missed it, this is what Roy Blunt said to America yesterday. Cut 15.
Today we come to this moment. People all over the world, as we're here, are watching and will watch what we do here. Our government comes together. The Congress and the courts join the transition of executive responsibility. One political party more pleased today and on every inaugural day than the other. But this is not a moment of division. It's a moment of unification. A new administration begins and brings with it a new beginning. And with that, our great national debate goes forward. and a determined democracy will continue to be essential in pursuit of a more perfect union and a better future for all Americans. What a privilege for me to join you today. Thank you.
There you have it. And what wasn't said there but could have been said is if you want unity, stop the impeachment. If you want any chance of those 75 million people coming together with you, stop what you're doing right now. I implore you, Mr. New Senate Majority Leader. Not a single person on that stage said that yesterday. So I just something we're going to be talking about throughout the course of the morning to get your reaction to it. And Lord knows there's plenty of it. They held the first news conference last night in the new Biden White House. And Fox has, I don't know if you noticed this, there's been some shuffling of the deck over there in terms of White House correspondence. Jim the Acoster is gone because CNN doesn't need somebody to go in and challenge the new administration. That was only for the last administration. Fox, in the meantime, takes Peter Doocy, who Joe Biden viscerally dislikes Peter Doocy. And Fox puts Peter Doocy in the White House as their new correspondent. And he got a question last night during the initial news conference. Go to cut four.
So if President Biden wants a theme of his presidency to be unifying the country, does he think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer should drop a potentially divisive Senate impeachment trial?
Ooh, what was the answer? You mean we didn't get to hear Jen Psaki say, well, he's deplorable, so we have to keep that going?
I wish I knew the answer. Is that actually what she said? Because Biden before this said he wanted to leave it up to Congress, right?
Of course he does.
But I mean, I'm assuming that
I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know what her reaction was, but I'd love to know. My guess is she glossed it over and moved right along, because they have not been accustomed at all to getting any sort of difficult questions during any of that. But So now we look and see what we're going to do in Missouri, what we're going to do in the city, where the city health director has shut down another restaurant for a year. Do they really think our businesses are going to survive this? I mean, why is government picking winners and losers here? This is maddening to me that they suddenly ordered what was the name of the restaurant Wheelhouse and the Start Bar closed
for a year. That is insane.
A year. As if any business could just not do business for a year and have any chance of reopening.
Yeah, they're punishing them hard. That's it's kind of scary.
Well, it's vindictive. It's what it is. It's not unlike what Sam Page is doing in the county. At the end of the day, Fred Eccles is the for business owners.
You cut out there for a minute. Fred Eccles is what?
Well, he's the judge, jury, and executioner for business owners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why our legislators down in Jeff City are moving along with plans to rein this in. And that can't happen too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what they can do. We're supposed to be able to do
Mark,
that.
You're a super robot right now.
We're going to take a quick break and figure that out. How about?
Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Well, Tom Ackerman joining us this morning. I know what's going to be on a lot of people's mind, Tom, is the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a huge game. It looks like Mahomes is okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's going through concussion protocol. That's the thing. So, you know, as long as that works out okay for him, I think the Chiefs can win that football game. But I'll tell you what, that Buffalo Bills team is the real deal. And they are, I think they're a team that can be victorious at Arrowhead Stadium. I don't think that's a team that scares very easily. So, I mean, Mahomes is clearing steps. He's going to be in protocol. You know, he's going to probably play, but I don't know that there's official word necessarily on that. He's taking snaps in practice, but he's in concussion protocol. So,
well, that's all right.
You know, you do what you got to do. I mean, they protect him for sure. The other matchup, and by the way, it's too early to call, but again, I kind of like the Buffalo Bills team and the way that they play, but it is an absolute toss-up between those two. The other game, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, it's just fascinating to see Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady. I think that's awesome. I think those are two of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. I really do. I think Rodgers is one of the best that I've ever seen, but Brady has all the accolades, and this could be his 10th Super Bowl if he gets there, but I don't think he's going to get there. I think that Packers team has an underrated defense to go on top of what is a dynamic offense, and I think Green Bay will handle business at Lambeau. But it'll be fun to watch Tom Brady try, and I think I've become more of a Tom Brady fan over the years, and definitely now that he's out of New England.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess baseball, people are talking about trades and you know, who might still get a contract and who might not. Do you have any updates on that for the Cardinal fans?
Yeah, the only update I can give you really is that Bill DeWitt Jr. did say that they have made offers to Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. DeWitt, of course, Cardinals chairman. He said that over the weekend on the Cardinals winter warm-up virtual experience with Dan McLaughlin, and we've run some of those sound bites back. What does that mean? Well, you know, I would expect that they would offer something. Now, the two sides are going to go back and forth, Molina and the Cardinals, and then Wainwright and the Cardinals. I believe that Molina and Wainwright are still their priority, and once they figure those two out, they can move forward with whatever else is out there in the trade or free agent market. I think they're concentrating on free agent market a little bit heavier. They need a bat, Mark, and so they are looking around for some offense, but something that is reasonable. If I had to guess, I would say that they're going to pursue somebody to take one of the infield spots, and that way, if Matt Carpenter doesn't work out at third base, you could shift Tommy Edman over there, and then you have somebody that can play second. Somebody like that, a middle infielder, not necessarily a corner infielder, but somebody who could play second, third, short, and has some pop in their bat. That's what they need right now. I think their pitching is good. I think their defense is good. I think their outfield is crowded, but they have to figure out who's in the outfield, and the only way to figure that out is to play those guys. So adding another outfielder, is just my gut feeling, is not the answer there.
Yeah. I know we're bouncing around here a little bit, but well, you got to kind of feel good about the direction Mizzou's going, right? They're getting a lot of great points out of Tillman.
Oh, totally. You're absolutely right. I mean, he's right now the best shooting percentage in the SEC at about 74-75%, which is insane. He's a double-double machine. I think Illinois' big man, Kofi Coburn, is also very, very strong inside and leads the nation in double-doubles. But Tillman has great ability, and as long as he stays out of foul trouble, you see why they love him so much. And finally, he plays discipline. He is a very, very good postman for Mizzou. Huge game for them on Saturday. They're going to play at Tennessee, and that'll be the real test to see how good they are. But they're good. Make no mistake about it. Missouri's going to be a tough out in the NCAA tournament.
Yep, that's good. And, Tom, finally, I want to mention, you're finally going to get to talk a little soccer, right?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Facebook Garage Live, right?
Yep, Garage Happy Hour tonight at 5:30. Well, how about this dynamic duo? Bill McDermott and Ron Jacober joining the party. So those two, longtime great media Hall of Famers are going to join us, and I cannot wait. It's going to be fun to catch up with both of them.
Well, 5:30 on the
KMOX Sports Facebook page. Yep.
Yep. Outstanding. Hey, Tom, listen, we always appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a good one.
To all those who did not support us, let me say this. Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. And if you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America. The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans. Uncle Sam, put
your name at the top of Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning, as he always does on these Thursdays. And Randy, I don't know. I didn't hear what I needed to hear yesterday. And Joe Biden was awfully quiet when 7-Elevens were burning and riots were happening all across America. What's going on with you this morning?
You know, I felt the same way right off the bat. I wasn't able to watch the speech live, but just a few minutes later, I watched the entire video of it. And right off the bat, he said, "Recent weeks and months have taught us a painful lesson. There's truth and there are lies, lies told for power and for profit," and on he went. If he would have said, I was thinking, okay, this is it. This is his chance. Yeah. And then he said, "Recent weeks and months have taught us a painful lesson." Weeks and months. Where was the weeks and months and years? If he would have said years, stretching back to the persecution of our former president, wow, what a game changer that would have been, Mark. But after that, he lost me. It was all Charlie Brown's mother after that. It was wah, 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 wah. And that's what. And I can't wait to hear. I mean, I can't wait to hear Mark Cox ask Chris Wallace if he was on drugs when he said what he said the other day. I mean, had he had one too many Manhattans at the Biden inaugural celebration event? The greatest speech, ask not what your country can do for you. The Reagan great speeches he gave. I mean, George Bush had a dandy himself. Even Obama had some soaring great speeches if you want to just talk about oratory. Holy cow, Chris, you've lost me, bro. You've lost me, man.
Yeah, in case people missed it, I'll let you hear that right now. Play cut number 9 for us, please.
"We must end this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility." Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, "Ask Not." I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard. Obviously, a lot of this event today, a lot of the president's speech was colored by the emotion of the fact that exactly 2 weeks ago, 14 days ago, there was a mob of thugs, of insurrectionists, of domestic terrorists on the inaugural stand.
The tolerance, the humility of the last, I mean, did Chris forget everything that happened the last 4 years?
He was right, Mark. We need humility. I heard none of that in Joe Biden's speech. I mean, all of us who are in a position of leadership, I know at my hospital, when I'm asking people to be gracious and compassionate and not blame and shame other people because a project isn't working out, I tell them, boy, you know, this my resolution this year is to try to be a better part of the solution, you know, or listen better. Most leaders will, when they're asking for a behavioral change, will example that. They will model that. I saw none of that. All I saw was preaching a call for typical what we've heard from every Democrat for time immemorial, as far as I can remember. Right, get it right, and come our way. That's my definition of unity and healing and humility, because we're right and you're wrong, everyone on the conservative bench, and get your act together and move this way. That's the definition of unity. Enough is enough, and as I've said it before, until I get some humility and apology and some admission of gross negligence on the part of his now sycophantic accomplices, which are the oligarchy in big business, big tech, and the media, and calling them out and calling a little truth to their power, he's not going to have my, I'm not going to capitulate. It's just not going to happen.
It's going to be a challenge. You know, I said I thought the missed opportunity was for in that moment to say, trust what I tell you. I'm going to be a president for everyone.
Yes.
To turn around and look at Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, and I'm asking the leaders of Congress to drop the impeachment proceeding from this point forward. Let it go, and let's try to unify this country moving forward. That would have those four or five words would have done more to achieve some sort of peace or peaceful, easy feeling, to quote the Eagles, moving forward, than anything else he could have said. But he didn't do that. And I thought it was a missed opportunity, and I'm expecting more of the same, of the deplorable speak and the hatred, the vitriol aimed at anybody who disagrees with him over the next 4 years.
And you know, Mark, you and I both know that it's because a president has to placate his base and speak to, you know, the large mass that voted for him and is there at the ceremony. They could have even done this in a more sinister, manipulative way that actually I would have been happy with. If he'd have said, you know, we need to stop the lies, we need to stop this, and obviously the things that have gone on for the last year, I voted that number one. I would have needed to see a little bit of humility there. But also, you're right, he should have said somewhere woven into the speech, we have to stop the vindictive behavior towards one another. And then, right after that, have Jen Psaki come out and say, the president had a private meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi afterwards, or do it late sometime during the day, right away, and let it leak that that's what he asked them to do. He could have done that. He could have saved face during the speech and telegraphed that intent and then followed up on it. I saw none of that in any of the executive orders. I've seen nothing in terms of unity management. All I've seen is pedal to the metal. I'm going to give the base what they elected me for. And he has every right to do that. A large swath of America, Mark, and I would say it's a lot larger than 75 million people, are disappointed this morning.
You know, Randy, the Post-Dispatch has shifted its focus from they still want to shut down anybody who was a Trump supporter, but they've now shifted their focus back to statewide politics. And they're mad that Bob Onder and Andrew Koenig and the other senators held debates yesterday about sort of reining in the power of the Sam Pages of the world and the Dr. Eccles of the world in the city of St. Louis, where yesterday he announced a death sentence for another restaurant that he's going to shut down for a whole year. What's your take on the effort that they're making in Jeff City to make sure that these local officials can't go too far?
I'm happy with what Bob's done, and he was on my program a couple weeks ago, and that's one of his major initiatives, along with the conservative caucus in the legislature. And I'm glad to see it. I mean, what's happened to Jared Ader and his partners at the Wheelhouse is an atrocity, no due process, and he's going about with you, and I know you've been hinting at it, other people are getting the message,
right?
We are all John Galt now. And he said in his own way, it was reported, I saw it on one of the news feeds, he's probably going to leave the city. God bless him. Go find places where you can do business with communities and people, and for that matter, politicians and businesses with whom you share values. You know, I tweeted out this weekend, I had to buy some replacement parts, and I got on Amazon and I did some shopping and I saw who the seller was. I went to the seller's website, got it for $3 or $4 cheaper with free shipping. It arrived yesterday. I am elated. And I wrote in the notes on the order, I did this because I want to cut out the big oligarchy middleman. Thank you, company.
Yes.
And the company happened to be Brubaker. They're a manufacturer of all kind of different, you know, Christmas ornaments and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what we need to do, Mark. We need to vote with our feet, whether we're business people, whether we're customers, whether we're whoever we are. And yes, we have to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. We don't have to violently revolt. There are things for which I would revolt. I'm not going to go into that. Just say the Bill of Rights, or some of those protections are things in which I would revolt and for which the founding fathers founded this country. But we don't have to do that. We have to pay our taxes and we have to lead the way by example and with our feet and our wallets and with our principled high voices. And I think we can win the day.
Amen, Randy. And I will rest well on my new MyPillow that I ordered directly from the company website. Can I just tell you that?
Bravo.
Bravo. Absolutely. Bravo for you. Bravo.
It takes a little more effort. It takes effort. That's the thing. Thank you. Everyone has to put out a little effort. But, you know, you can put out effort wasting your time on Twitter or on Facebook or, you know, ranting and raving, doing whatever you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, Mark, you did the right thing. It took time out of your day to do that. It was harder to do that than to push buy now on Amazon. Good for you, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Randy. Hey, my friend, always appreciate your common sense on here. Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
You have a great day. Randy Tobler, of course, listen to his show, The Randy Tobler Show, every Saturday morning right here on 971 FM Talk. Lots of great common sense there. We're going to get to a break. I've got a few folks on the line, 314-241-9797. Political correctness has taken yet another turn. This time, we're going to remove the kings and the queens because it's not gender proper. Did you realize that? After all these years, we're going to talk about it when we come back.
I would hope to raise awareness about subtle inequalities as well, like inequalities in card games like this and how that does still influence people in their daily lives as well.
Well, I don't hear the Dutch accent, but that is a Dutch designer who, for those of you whose sensibilities are easily offended when you're playing poker... You will never again have to look at a king and know that it's worth more than a queen.
Yeah, thank goodness for this lady solving the world's problems.
You feeling good about that?
I'm feeling really good. Just wash that right off the board.
this is what this lady claims and why she did this. Indy Malink from the Netherlands. Right, created a gender-neutral deck of playing cards because it's going to help combat inequality. Because, you know, I know the one thing, the biggest habit I have trouble breaking my young children from is playing cards.
Right.
They're never on video games. They're always, you know, playing solitaire and stuff like that. So from this point forward, I'll never have to worry about my daughter flipping over a queen and knowing that there's a card somewhere in the deck that could trump that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this 23-year-old psychology graduate is here to help because having a king in a hierarchy above a queen is actually causing more harm than we realize.
I guess. So
thank goodness, lady. Well,
that stuff, that has never crossed my mind.
No. Mm-mm.
So they're going to... change it to gold, silver, and bronze instead of kings, queens, and jacks. So the cards are still there, but now it's just that gold is worth more than silver, that's worth more than bronze.
Yeah, I don't know how
the spades mad at the clubs?
Right.
Probably.
Right. I don't know how we're going to tackle the ace situation.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, that used to be a nickname. Hey, ace. But now you can't say that anymore.
Oh, boy.
Because an ace has always been a trump card, right? It's always been I keep throwing Trump in there. You're hearing that, right?
I'm assuming that's on purpose.
No, just saying. I'm just saying. And apparently the International Bridge Association has some trouble with this because they said you would never find a bridge player who would feel undervalued if they got a jack. Because a jack is a good card in bridge, apparently. I don't play bridge.
Jack's also a dude, though.
Oh, Jack is a dude.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
This playing
everything's got to change. We need to just forget the fact we've been playing bridge for hundreds of years. We can't do it anymore because somebody's feelings are going to get hurt.
I'm just glad that somebody paid for this woman's education so she could fix all of our problems.
In the Netherlands, by the way, where it was probably for free.
Yeah,
like it will be in the U.S. soon.
You paid for it. Somebody get Elliot Davis to the Netherlands to look into this.
I tell you what, Jim Talent's coming up. We'll get his take on what he heard yesterday in this transition and what's coming up under a Biden administration. Stacy on the right at 7:35 and Steve Malloy on the cancellation of the XL pipeline at about 8:10. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.